Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Well, as it is 10 o'clock, obviously most of us are online, which I very much appreciate. I think it saves all of us some time and effort. So thank you to Saeed and your team to always make this available for us. With that, Carrie, would you like to start with a roll call?
Sure. When I announce your name, please announce present. Doug Boom.
Present.
David Broderhausen. I see his name online, but I don't hear him. His mic's muted. Oh, there he is. Matthew Bullock.
Present.
Blake Edge. Blake, are you from GRAD? Is that, I don't have your organization.
That's correct.
Nate Hahn.
Present.
Nick Hall.
Present.
Mike Lipitsky.
Present.
Mackenzie May.
Present.
John Pekosevic.
Present.
And John is actually here today with us. Crystal Windhouse. Jonathan Siebeking.
Present.
Thomas Witt.
Present.
And Thomas is also here with us. Rick Wilson. Lori Van Hook.
Present.
And Steve Raleigh. Is there anyone that I've missed?
This is Dave Broderhausen with NDOT.
Okay. Thank you. And Karen Brooks. I believe we have everyone, so thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. It is that time of year, and so time for election of officers. For the past year, I have served as chair, and Rick Wilson has served as vice chair, which I very much appreciate and has been helpful when I have not been able to make it. I'm willing to continue to serve unless someone else is passionate and would like to put their name forward. And then I have not talked to Rick, so my apologies for not doing that in advance. But if Rick, you're still interested in serving, if not, if someone else is interested, here's your opportunity to tell your undying love for the MPO and this technical committee if you would like to serve. Steve, it keeps saying you're speaking, but it keeps coming up blank. And Rick, I don't know if you've unmuted. I'm going to take Rick's silence as he's still very excited and interested in serving as vice chair.
Speechless.
Yes, with those two to move forward. Do I have a motion from the committee?
I motion.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you for the second. All those in favor with myself as chair and Rick serving as vice chair, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We have a packed agenda, so we'll try to fly through this as quickly as possible. Well, let's start with last meeting's minutes. They were in your packet for read through. If anyone has any comments or changes, if not, we take a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
And do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you for the second. All those in favor with last month's meeting minutes with aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? Didn't think so. Old business. Pam, I assume you're in there. I think I see you.
All right. We'll start with the City of Evansville projects. Walnut Street Phase 2. It's currently under construction. And at this time, from Bakey to Van, the waterline extension work is ongoing. Walnut Street Phase 3 was let for bid on February 10th of this year and awarded to Blankenberger Brothers, Inc. for the low bid of $21.3 million. Moving on to the Wart County projects, Telephone Road. Right-of-way acquisition is underway. There are 79 parcels that need to be acquired and 73 offers have been made. Epworth Road project. A corridor traffic study and a hydraulic study were both started in January. We've included the Henderson, Kentucky projects in your packet. Work is continuing on these projects. There just isn't any kind of significant hurdle that's been addressed at this point in time, but the most current information from 2 months ago is included in your packets, and that's all I have for the local program. Matt, are you available to go through the NDOT projects?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. My internet's having a hard time with the video and my microphone and everything, but I will start and hopefully we can make it through this. We've got a 43148. That'll be the Diamond Avenue pavement replacement and bridge construction. So the paving is done and they're working on final items. We've got 40567. That's I-60 or State Road 65 over I-64. They plan to work on that bridge in the fall. We've got 41160, that's State Road 68 overlay. That contract was awarded to J. Trudoff for $2.1 million. 44156, that's the bridge at Diamond and 41. That's an overlay for the northbound. That was awarded to EMB for $2.5 million. Epworth Road, so 39921, that's intersection improvement. That's the displaced left turn at Epworth. That was awarded to JBI for $13.2 million. 39421, that's auxiliary lanes on Outer Diamond. That was awarded to J. Trudoff for $4 million. 44786. That's pavement overlay in Linville. That project will be moved out of fiscal year 23, and we don't have a new letting date for that just yet. 42753. This is a CPR concrete pavement work on I-69, State Road 57, with three pipeliners. That project will be advertised in the April letting. 41410. So this is a pavement replacement for 41 between the Lloyd and Diamond. And we're working on identifying utility conflicts through subsurface investigation. There's 42186. This is a bridge contract bundle. There's several deck overlays. They're awaiting guidance on bats for one of the des. Everything else is going well. 37845. So this is an intersection improvement, a median U-turn at Hillsdale Road, and a box culvert replacement to the south. We just had a field check on Tuesday for that project to get the design moving again. 42287, this is the large Lloyd for You project. We received state you plans and the estimates, and the east side project's public hearing was held on Tuesday. 37. And any questions on any updates?
Okay. Thank you for those updates. Hearing no questions, we're going to move on to the next item, the 2050 air quality conformity determination.
In January, we presented the draft of the Metropolitan Transportation Plan 2050 and the associated conformity determination. A 30-day public comment period was advertised from January 25th through February 24th, where we sought comments from public, policy, and technical committee members, the Citizen Advisory Committee, local, state, and federal planning partners, as well as federally designated tribes. The MPO received several comments, none of which caused a significant change in the document. All the comments that we received and our responses are now in Appendix E of the document. And I'll just walk through a few of the comments that we received. One comment was regarding the Watts information in Chapter 2 regional assessment. Some changes in the routes and runtimes had been changed, and so the final draft has been updated to reflect those changes. We also received a comment from a resident in Evansville regarding passenger rail through our region. The MPO is reviewing that information and looking into any potential opportunities. We also received some comments from Federal Highway that resulted in slight wording changes for clarity. We did receive comments from federally recognized tribes. One tribe commented on the importance of Angel Mounds and preserving and protecting this area. Other comments received from the tribes stated that at this stage of planning, they don't really see any issues, but would like to be contacted in the future if and when a project is in development and any artifacts are found. The MPO is asking for the adoption of the MTP 2050 and the associated conformity determination. So with that, I can take any questions.
Any questions from the committee? If not, would entertain a motion to approve the conformity determination.
So moved.
The second.
Second, Rick Wilson.
Thank you, Rick. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? Okay. Hearing none, that passes. 2024 to 28 TIP. Back to Pam.
Yes. The 2024 to 2028 TIP was developed cooperatively with the local governments, transit operators, NDOT, KYTC, Federal Transit, Federal Highway, and other state and federal agencies. The purpose of the TIP is to fulfill federal requirements to serve local officials and the public as a complete program of federally funded transportation improvements proposed to be undertaken during the next 5 years. The draft TIP was advertised along with the MTP and the conformity from January 25th through February 24th. No comments specific to the TIP document were received. Changes in the text to expand discussion on public outreach were made per recommendations that were provided by Federal Highway and NDOT. In the information that we sent out in your packets a week ago, we had identified some changes that had been made to the NDOT program of projects. Since that time, we've had further discussions with NDOT, and their recommendation is to move forward with the TIP program of projects that was out for public comment. So we will not need to make any changes to the program as presented to the public. So we will be asking you to approve what was submitted out for public comment at this point in time. The TIP program of projects is fiscally constrained, and the TIP is consistent with the MTP and the air quality conformity determination document. And those updated documents will be available on the MPO website. And we are asking for your approval today.
Thank you. Any questions on the TIP? Okay. No comments, no questions. With that, well, let's entertain a motion to approve the 2024-2028 TIP.
Matthew Bullock. So moved.
Thank you, Matthew. Second?
Dave Broderhausen. I second the motion.
Thank you, David. All those in favor signify with an aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Let's just keep this thing going. Matt, the 2023 coordinated public transit.
Yes, in addition to the MTP and the TIP, we had the draft 2023 through 2027 coordinated public transit human services transportation plan available for public comment at the same time, January 25th through February 24th. We also provided a draft to the technical and policy committees of the MPO, as well as our regional transit advisory committee. Again, just to clarify, this is the plan for identifying the transit needs of seniors and individuals with disabilities in our three counties to hopefully have Met's Heart and the nonprofits help provide those needs. During our public comment period, just like with the MTP, we had one comment related to some changes that we were not yet aware of to Watts routes. So we made those changes within the document. In the transportation providers chapter, but that was the only comment that we had. It was just a minor change that we fixed. So we are also requesting your approval of the coordinated plan.
Okay, thank you.
Move to accept the plan as stated. It's Rick Wilson.
Thank you, Rick. Do I have a second?
Matthew Bullock, second.
Thank you, Matthew. All those in favor signify with an aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we'll just keep moving forward then. That takes care of our old business, new business. We do have a TIP modification informational. Pam, can you provide that real quick?
Sure. We provided a TIP modification for your information in the packets. What that was sent out a week ago, we have, 7-8 NDOT projects that were a part of that modification, and the request was to move the preliminary engineering from 2023 to 2024 on all of those projects. And those were the only changes that were made.
Simple enough. Thank you very much. We have the Henderson Shift Project.
Yes, good morning, everyone. KYTC uses a project prioritization process known as SHIFT. It is a data-driven objective approach that they use to compare capital improvement projects and prioritize limited transportation funds. The Evansville MPO has the ability to sponsor 6 projects. The projects that are sponsored will be scored statewide, and KYTC will develop regional lists. The Evansville MPO coordinated with the local leaders from the City of Henderson and Henderson County and is requesting your approval to sponsor the following 6 projects. A portion of the Watson Lane Reconstruction Project, the additional turn lane on Kentucky 812 by the new sports complex, Kentucky 1539 reconstruction project from Kentucky 351 to Kimsey Lane. Kentucky 351 reconstruction project from east of Adams Lane to Bishop Lane. Van Wyck Road reconstruction project and the Tillman Bethel reconstruction project from US 60 to Melody Lane. And I would be happy to answer any questions anyone has.
Thank you for the explanation. Do we have any questions about Henderson Shift project? Hearing none, do we have a motion to move this forward?
I'll make a motion, Nick Hall.
Thank you, Nick. Do we have a second?
I'll second, Doug Boone.
Thank you, Doug. All those in favor signify with an aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Then we have one informational and one last approval, both with Matt. So Title VI goals.
Back to me. At the beginning of each year, the MPO develops a list of the Title VI accomplishments from the previous year, as well as Title VI goals for the upcoming year. These goals and accomplishments include completed and upcoming trainings, workshops, updates to the Title VI document, and any surveys that we send out, as well as the total number of Title VI complaints from the previous year. And I'd like to say we got zero again last year. The completed list forms the annual Title VI goals and accomplishments report, which was included in the packet with that we sent out. This will be added then to our Title VI implementation plan and limited English proficiency plan. So I will take any questions, but this one is just informational.
Just a quick kudos for zero complaints. That's always nice to say. Okay, let's keep moving forward.
Okay, me again. The 2023 transit targets for both the transit asset management targets and the safety targets. For the TAM targets, we send out a request for Mets and Heart, as well as the nonprofits, to send their fleet information so that we can develop the previous year data as far as assets, the vehicles that they own, and future targets for the following year. The attached table that should be on the back of the memo that you received shows the 2022 measures for buses, cutaways, equipment, and facilities, as well as the targets for the following year. So the percentages are the percentage of vehicles and equipment that are past their useful life at the end of 2022 and what we hope to get to by 2023. And this is typically based on what we expect to receive in new vehicles for that year. In addition to the asset management targets, there are now required safety targets for Mets and Heart. We look at the National Transit Database information that both Mets and Heart provide to look at the number of fatalities, injuries, safety events, and system reliability. Mets and Heart are typically ran very safely, so we typically do not have very many measures, and our targets are always zero for fatalities, injuries, and safety events. And so this one is for approval, and I will take any questions.
Thank you, Matt. Just one question. So am I reading this right, that the Mets 2023 target for their equipment percent exceeded the useful life? So that 93% of their equipment has exceeded their useful life? Is that the way I'm reading that?
Yeah, so the equipment is vehicles that they use by staff and by drivers to get back and forth to the terminal. The useful life on most of these vehicles, vans and cars, is like 4 years. And so Mets, yeah, typically keeps those much longer than 4 years. I think there's just one more vehicle that will be past its useful life this year and won't be replaced yet. But I'm sure that's going to be looked at in the future.
Okay, so I get that. So the buses are included in the top target, but their normal
work. Yes, rolling stock buses and the rolling stock cutaways are those the ones that are on the actual routes. The equipment is, I think they got a a vehicle that they use to clear snow and those kind of things.
Work vehicle.
They have very low useful life, so it's not uncommon to see those. A lot of those be past their useful life.
Nope, we're the same way out here, so I appreciate that. Okay, anyone else have any questions? Hearing none, we request a motion for approval.
Matthew Bullock, so move.
Thank you, Matthew. Do I have a second?
Dave Broderhausen, I second the motion.
Thank you, David. All those in favor, signify with an aye.
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 Any opposed? Didn't think so. Okay, well, thank you everyone for there's a jam-packed agenda. Does anyone have any other business that they would like to bring to this committee?
Nate, I do. It's Carrie. I have Jenna Rickard. I noticed she popped in right after we did the announcement or the roll call. So I have her on our, I don't have her on our master list. So I need to know what organization she's with, please. And Jenna, if your mic's not working. Okay. Awesome.
Sorry. It's Evansville Regional Economic Partnership. So I took Greg Woffin's role.
Awesome. Well, welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else for other business?
Hey, Nate, this is Syed. I just wanted to tell everyone that we keep track of motions and seconds, and whoever gets the most, they get a prize at the end of the year. So jump in.
I appreciate that. I very much appreciate that. I feel the silence just like everybody else. And I assume there's no one from the public, doesn't look as anyone sitting in the chairs, but anything else from a public comment standpoint? Okay, hearing nothing else, our next technical meeting is scheduled for May 11th. We will see you either physically or digitally then. Thank you, everyone.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.